In 2010, Kingsley was awaiting trial on drug charges in the Tomah City Jail. He says officers forced him down, handcuffed him, and then shocked him with a taser. Kingsley claims that violated his Fourth Amendment rights because he hadn't been convicted yet. Jail officials say a ruling in the case could force them to separate convicts from pretrial detainees. Wisconsin ACLU attorney Larry Dupuy says that shouldn't be necessary.
They're saying that they would have to, but they wouldn't have to. They just need to be able to identify them. And even then, they don't really need to identify them if they're going to treat them civilly and humanely.
The court is expected to decide whether pretrial inmates who file excessive use of force suits have to prove the force was intentionally cruel or just unreasonable. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.